Hello.
Oh, hello? Hi, Brad.
Yeah, hey, is this Local Splash?
It is. How are you?
Good. I was just about to call you. I got that Google verification, but I kind of had some bad things happen like 2 weeks ago. I had a guy roll my truck and trailer and all my equipment in it, and he's our... Yeah, I kind of took a big loss there, so I'm dealing with his insurance now, but that's where I'm at.
He's okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. He was buffled and everything, but I took a total loss. Everything I worked hard for. I mean, it's smashed, gone. I mean, so I'm back to square one, trying to figure out if I can pull a bank loan or something, try to get back on my feet. But that's where I'm at with everything.
Thank you for communicating that. I can actually give you a couple of options. But first off, if you have that 5-digit code, let me submit that to Google, because that's a very important part of the process.
Yep, let me get it real quick.
Sure, no problem.
All right. Gotta open it up here. Okay, it is 46590.
46590, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll submit that over to Google. And then I wanted to let you know, based on what you told me, there's a couple of things I can do to help you out payment-wise. So number one is I'll put you into the corporate pricing of $129 monthly, so that will at least save you $20 off of your past due balance. And
okay.
I understand you can't pay that right away, but once we get the green light on that, I'll push the next billing out 30 days. Because let's say that you can't pay that until August 20th, and then your next payment would be due August 24th, right? I don't want you to have two payments so close together. So,
right. Like
I said, once we get the green light, I'll push the next one out 30 days. That way, you'll have an entire month before you're billed again.
Yeah, I'm definitely got to pause on this thing, because I can't even get to any work. So, what I'm trying to do right now is get another truck, because my truck's totaled.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with his insurance side of thing. He had full coverage insurance on his own stuff, but he's driving my vehicle. But right now I'm in a hassle trying to figure all that out.
I see. So does your insurance doesn't cover him in the car?
So I had liability on that truck, and it was a little beater truck.
I see.
Yeah,
so you have to wait for the other people's insurance to see if that, if that covers. Oh, I see. Yeah, that gets a little sticky. Okay, so I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us to pause the account 3 business days prior to that date. So now that there's a past due, I can't do a pause or a cancel or anything like that. But like I said, I'll definitely give you that, you know, reduced rate and then also the extra time.
If I pay by past due, can I hit pause then?
Yep, you absolutely can. Yep.
Okay, so what's my past due?
It was $149, but I just reduced it to $129 for you.
Okay. Can I have like a few days to try to get that money together, and then?
Of course.
Okay. I'll be back in touch with you by Friday. I'll try to have it by then, and I definitely got to hit pause for definitely a month. I gotta try to figure something out with the truck. I still have employees that I gotta put to work, so I mean, it's a lot of weight bearing on me right now, but it's a hell of a thing. I'll tell you that, Jim. It really is.
Yeah. You know what? But you can do a pause for up to 90 days. We call that a seasonal hold. So once we get the past due amount, we can actually pause the August, September, and October payments. And then, of course, if you get everything, straightened out sooner, you can call back and reinstate it sooner.
But that way you
have a little bit of breathing room. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not trying to stop for 3 months. They'll put me out of business. But I definitely.
Maybe one month.
Yeah. I you know, like I said, I have employees. They have families and stuff too. So I got a lot of weight bearing on me. So, and I have bills and a family as well, but, I'm in main priority right now is I got to get a truck, and then start trying to build my stuff back up. But, and I had another question to ask you guys.
Sure.
So with my internet service, am I paying for any service that, does like Google keyword searches or stuff like that, that brings business to me or no?
Yeah, so the local search optimization definitely has keywords included in it. So let me look here on your back office and see. Okay,
because I've been contacted like multiple times by people saying that they see my website, but I'm not doing the thing where people can keyword search my business or something like that. And I thought I was paying for that already, but oh.
You are, but here's the thing is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally with those keyword searches is to have an address. So what you just did is a very important part of the process in submitting that PIN code over to Google, because now they'll trust you and they'll say, oh, okay, Midmo Outdoor Services is a valid business and we can publish him. So that's why we also disclose that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days
because
we have to wait to get that PIN code. But I'm looking at your keywords, and just to let you know, the main category is landscaping services, but the keywords that they have for you are tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, 24-hour tree removal service, tree cutting, residential tree services, root removal.
Yeah. I'm not a tree service. I mean,
if I keep going, it says gardener, landscaping, fence services. So let me send you this list of keywords, and then you can reply to me with the ones that you'd like to eliminate, because we just got that PIN code, so it wouldn't have affected you as of yet. But if you see any of these keywords that are not relevant to you, you just, you know, let me know, and I'll let the technicians remove them. And also, if there's some keywords on here that we missed, let us know, and we can add them.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I'll just send that over to me, Jane. And then I'm pretty sure you left me a voicemail how I could directly get a hold of you, right? Instead of this number.
My name, by the way, is Tina, and it's extension 777. So if you call
I'm so sorry. I've been calling you Jane.
I've done that before. No, I don't mind. But when you call in, if you hit option one, you'll just get, you know, someone in customer support, and they'll have to hunt me down. But if you put in 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay. I got it. Thank you so much,
that's
Tina.
That's on the notification that I sent you to, so you know, you don't have to remember it just in case you're driving or whatnot, okay?
Perfect. Right. I appreciate it so much. I'll try to get that past due taken care of by the end of this week, and then I'll definitely pause it for like a month maybe, but we'll kind of go from there. All right, Tina?
Okay, sounds good. Have a nice rest of your week, too.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, bye.